Hello, everyone. Welcome back again to another episode of Basement Banter. So this week, I actually had something completely different that I was going to... Well, let's not get crazy. Not something completely different, but I had a different topic that I was going to discuss this week about foods that we eat on a regular basis that are actually really weird when you try to dive into it. But I'm holding back on that one because what I've found is a lot more horrifying. So the thing that I find very funny about this conversation as we are prepared to dive into it is we as Americans are very opinionated and love to have shows about people going all over the world trying different foods and being completely appalled by them. We have people eating crickets in crackers. You have people eating sheep eyeballs. You have people going to parts of Asia where they have those... bird nest soups, which are not really bird nests like you're thinking of, but they're actually made from the bird's spit. It's very rare on the side of mountains. People climb up and get them. They're an obnoxious amount of money. People eat guinea pigs. People eat stuff from all different parts of the world, which we find strange. But in reality, a lot of them are just from people having it out of necessity and then it developing into a cultural thing. So, whatever. I'm not going to get too much into it. But what I find ironic is that we point the finger at all of those things so much where they actually were based out of necessity at one point in time. Where when I was just looking up common foods that we eat as Americans, I found something actually disgusting in the fact that we have things that are just horrific. Absolutely terrible that have no necessity other than just being gluttonous freaks. Terrible. So it's to the point where I had to pump the brakes. I pumped the brakes on what I originally was talking about. And now I'm talking, now my disgust for this country, for what we're eating. The foods we're eating are, oh my God, terrible. So that's what we're going to do. I've completely turned the ship. You know, I've twisted the ship 12 knots east, and now we're going in a different direction, and we are now going to discuss some horrific foods. Forget foods that are out of the ordinary. Well, I'm hoping they're... Well, no. No, forget foods that are ordinary. Well, no, because then it wouldn't... Damn it. I'm just going to muscle through this. Forget foods that I find weird on a normal basis that are, like, at the end of the day, we're still going to eat anyway. Now I'm going to direct it on things that people are eating on a regular basis in different parts of the country that I'm just baffled why we're doing it, because it's not like, oh, you have to cut them a break. You know, like they may not have a lot of good quality meat and everything. Let me just tee this one up, put the ball on the tee on this first hole here and get started. So the first thing that I'm seeing is and it's going to make a lot of sense why we're in such a national crisis with so many people being horrifically fucking fat. There are people that are eating donut burgers. And it's exactly what it sounds like. And now, the thing is that when you're eating a hamburger, first of all, you should not be eating hamburgers on a regular basis because they're horrific for you. Because it's basically just, and you're not going to have a hamburger without french fries or something. If you're saying that you're going to have a salad with a hamburger, you are lying to yourself, you are lying to me, you are lying to everyone in your life. So just stop it, quit while you're ahead. But there's a bigger demon in the room, which is that there's people that are putting donuts. They're cutting donuts in half. Actually, the sad part is that I'm having these up on the screen right now as I'm going along. And there is no, it is not cut in half. They're actually, a matter of fact, two donuts supporting a burger with cheese and bacon. And it's all over the country. And I'm sure I don't know if I would even like it, to be honest with you. Why would you do that to yourself? Because first of all, you're already going to have the hamburger. You're going to have the french fries. If you're into soda, you're probably going to have a soda or something. That's like the common... If you ask someone from a different country, what's an American going to be eating for lunch? It would be a hamburger, french fries, and a soda, because that's just like, you know, all of our franchises all over the world are like McDonald's and Burger King, Wendy's and all of that. So they're unhealthy as is. Then you're going to go and have the balls to just put two donuts on both sides of it and eat it as that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't care how you cut it. There is no justifiable reason for doing that to yourself. You can't be like, oh, give him a break, Ryan. Or like, you know, it isn't like it's like some like, I don't know, like third world country if they're eating like hamsters or like guinea pigs, where it's like that was the only thing around where they had to eat. I'm not going to do that. You sure as fuck could eat a lot of other things than a burger, not even a hamburger with donut buns. The buns are bad enough as it is. Why are you going to go and have donut with it? And then like glazed donuts. And I don't know. It just would throw me off completely. Because not only are you getting that like real meaty like juice and stuff on it, you're going to have that with your donut? I don't even like, you know, you always see those like movies with people dunking their donuts in the coffee. Dunkin' Donuts. I find that weird, let alone putting it in beef and cheese. What the hell? Like, that is almost as peak of something that you would be like a stereotypical thing as the next one. Deep fried butter. Why? Why are we doing that? Like, you have Zeppelin's and all of that stuff, which is deep fried dough and everything, which are good. But now you're going to do with butter? Butter? Like, I feel like people are trying to, like, get rid of, like, unhealthy, like, trying to find different options to eat with their meals to begin with. Instead of cooking with butter, you're trying to find different ways to eat. And I just, like, this isn't even acceptable for a snack for me. I can only imagine how many calories are in these things. Wish I had like a little assistant like Joe Rogan. I could get him to pull up these things or pull up the nutrition facts on this thing here. And I'm looking at a video right now in silence as this is going on. And it isn't even as if it would be any better, but it's not even solid on the inside. It's like oozing out the just basically oil, basically just artery clogging disgustingness that's coming out of this is terrible. Like, I don't like, I, it's one thing you have the Zeppelin's where it's deep fried dough. There's something that you're making it with. Butter is just, it's not, you're not supposed to just eat butter. You're not supposed to just eat butter. And while we're piggybacking on this one, deep fried ice cream, is that necessary? Is that necessary to deep fry ice cream? Isn't that defeat the whole purpose of it? Because the point of ice cream is that it's a frozen dessert, and then you're going to put it in a deep fryer where it's hot. Like, it probably is good, but is it like, it's just, that's just like peak. That's just like peak what are like what we've become. It's so unnecessary. We have good ice cream. You don't need to deep fry it. That's just being a fat pig. Eating deep fried butter and eating deep fried ice cream is just being a fat pig. There is no other way to describe it. Come on. If you try it once, I'll cut you some slack. There's people out here that have definitely had deep fried ice cream and going, Ryan, you ass. Don't call me a fat pig. You probably aren't. I feel like people who have eaten fried ice cream once is usually probably really skinny people, and because it's always the skinny people that are always like have these crazy things. If you're fat and you're eating fried ice cream, I mean, you're just, it's like basically eating, if you're like a big person and you're continuing to eat things like fried ice cream and fried butter, it's equivalent to you waking up every morning, going into your bedside drawer, pulling out a revolver, and playing Russian roulette for yourself, because your days are going to be numbered if your diet consists of fried ice cream and fried butter. That is the definition of gluttony. We have the audacity. Now, like, I don't even want to make a comment about what people eat in other countries after this whole conversation. I mean, we haven't even gotten into the whole thing. And I'm sitting here looking at a picture of deep fried butter where that is like a cooking assistant. That is something that you put with your ingredients to prepare something. that is unhealthy. So you use a little bit of it. These are big things of fried butter. And then on top of it, you coat it with butter again. You do a little brush of butter on it. It's fried butter coated with butter and batter. It's appalling. That is disgusting. And then we have the ice cream, which is stupid because the whole point of ice cream is for it to be frozen. I don't even know how that's done. How do you deep fry ice cream without it melting? All right, here we go. You do it for 10 to 15 seconds, but it still doesn't make any sense to me. And for whatever reason why you would want to do it is horrific. Because ice cream is supposed to be like this creamy, nice, cold thing. And you have the crunch of like a fried thing. I do not like that. I guess if you do it with... I don't know. I'm trying to rationalize it, why people would do that. I'm trying to imagine it from the point of view where if you took something fried, like a fried butter or like Zeppelin's, and you put ice cream over it, it's kind of the same thing loosely, but without the dough. So it's like the crisp is you're basically putting like a crispy outer layer of ice cream, which is, I think, a little off-putting to me personally. I think that's disgusting. I mean, we'll move on from it. If someone has had deep fried ice cream, feel free to reach out to me and explain to me the word, the touch and feel of that. It can't be good. Just can't. If you've had it and you think it's good, let me know. If you've had fried butter, keep that to yourself. Don't go around telling everyone that you had fried butter because there's no justifying that to me. Butter is something that, at least in my household especially, we're trying to move away from having butter. And we have I don't even know what it is. We have like a yogurt. I'm trying to think. Be patient with me for a second as I try to. It's like a yogurt solution that's not butter. I don't know how to explain it, but it's not butter. But then again, that's almost disgusting as too. Because then, if you think about it, because if it's a yogurt, that means it's a form of dairy, so it's almost like a cheesy kind of thing. I might be thinking too much into it, but I don't know. If you're having fried butter, basically, as we wrap go loop de loop around that one, I think that's horrific, and you should not tell anyone that you've done that. And I'd probably try one ball. All right, one ball of fried butter. And I don't know. I think that'd be very bad for my health and come back to bite me in the ass. And anyone. There's not a person on God's green earth that could justifiably say that they could eat fried butter. That is just gluttony. And it's probably a sin. It's probably a sin if you went and really broke down. Because that's just gluttony. And there's no, I guess, form of gluttony more. There's no bigger gluttony. I mean, there's the, like, when I think of gluttony, I think of like a big fat king from like a movie or something with medieval times. Second place would be some guy at a county fair that's like busting out of his flannel with butter, biting into a fried thing of butter and it just juicing down the sides of his face and washing it down with a Coca-Cola. Or even worse, then turning over, eating it, after polishing that off after eating a donut burger. Get the fuck out of here. It's horrific. That's terrible. And we'll stick with dessert for now because there's plenty other ones, trust me, we're not getting any better. There's no up from here. It's just going to be bad, worse, and horrific. Actually, you know what? Before we get into the ones that are really bad, and you could probably guess what parts of the country these people are eating these things, like what we just went over, let's start with one that people are going to be able to live with. Turducken. That's just obnoxious. Once again, this is coming from me now. I'm all hot about this because I was really going into this based off of necessity. Things that we eat off of necessity that are a little unruly. But then we have these things that have come across that, once again, there are things in the world that are very strange that people eat. But remember, people, they had to eat them. Do people need to eat a turducken? A turkey? I don't know, remember the order. I'm imagining the turkey is the outside. Because I think it's duck. So it, I think it's chicken, duck, and then turkey all wrapped together. Which there is no justifiable reason to do such a thing. I have to admit, I have had turducken. And it was very good. But it's just, it makes no sense to me why you would even want to attempt to do such a thing to begin with. It's a traditional English variant, or good duckin. Well, now this is interesting. Oh, but they replaced the turkey with a goose. Let's look at the history of a turducken, shall we, while we're coming down this. The origin is uncertain. Who created it probably don't want to take any credit for what they've done. But it gets worse. And then in England, they have a five bird roast. They have five. This is getting worse, ladies and gentlemen, here. So we have a turducken, which is bad. And of course, the English have to one-up us with their having their Christmas dinner, their spotted dick, and their five bird roast. So it's let me go through this Frankensteinian meal. It's a pigeon stuffed with sausage that is then stuffed inside of a pheasant, which is then stuffed inside of a chicken, which is then stuffed inside of a turkey, which somehow is stuffed inside of a goose. I don't know what size goose they have there in England, but it's definitely sure as hell in America. I feel like the turkey's a lot bigger than a goose. That's horrific. But then, once again, as I was just talking about, there's no need for it. And it really, it doesn't, like, it's very uneven. It's one thing, I think I would be able to live with it more if you got a nice little even slice of each one as you cut through it. But this, the sheer size, some slices you're just getting pure turkey. And then you find yourself where in the middle is where you get all the good stuff. But even then, it doesn't like mash together. Wouldn't you prefer to make, I guess it's kind of like what sausage is, right? Sausage is just a bunch of meat pushed into a meat grinder. Like if they were able to do something, if it was like a turducken sausage, maybe that'd be a little more understandable. But it just, that's like really obnoxious. The first person to do that, they're just slicing and cracking these things open and stuffing them inside and sewing them all up together. I don't know. That's just really obnoxious. Like, I don't know. That one's just a weird one for me. And once again, it is more, it's much more common and it's a much more international thing. And it's more classy. How about that? It's a classier thing. The last thing before we go over this cliff into the godless wastelands of America and discuss the horrific things that they're doing that are not justifiable in the end, any way you try to cut it. Guess kind of a pun intended because of a turducken, but turducken, I don't know. I think that's just obnoxious because it's just stuffing a bunch of things together. I guess it's kind of like what sausage is, but at least you don't, like, it's less mind. You're putting less thought into it. You get what I'm saying? It's just some butcher somewhere taking all of the meat and stuffing it into a machine, and now it comes into just a big globby like pile. And then you just link it together and there you go, you have sausage. When you have a turducken, it's a lot of like little like surgical kind of stuff going on there, which to me is just, I find very strange. It's a higher end thing, so I can't imagine I'll be having turducken too many times in my life. I just think that's bizarre. It's not a very common thing, but I think it's very bizarre. All right, now let's really get into the nitty-gritty things that are just, there's no reason for him. Now, let's start off with coolicles. Coolicles are pickles that are soaked in Kool-Aid. So let's just unpack this for a second. There is no such, you don't grow a pickle, for all of you who do not know. So Ryan's little cooking class lesson here for you, if you did not already know that. There's no such thing as a pickle. You don't grow a pickle out of the ground. You have a cucumber, which you then pickle by putting it in vinegar. And the whole point of a pickle is for people that want something that's a little more, what's the word, sour, salty kind of thing. And that is why you have a pickle. It's good on hamburgers, not donut hamburgers. Maybe you put the coolicle on a donut hamburger. You put them on hamburgers. It's like a nice, I don't know how to explain it. It's more of a soury kind of thing, which I guess is why you would do it, a coolicle. But the thing is that it just defeats the whole purpose of it. That's not natural. It's just being a disgusting pig. Putting Kool-Aid, and it changes the whole color of them, and it's very, I'm looking at them right now, people, and it's not a good look. I'm looking at a blue pickle, and I don't know what you, it's, because the thing is that you're going to then soak it, and you're going to lose the whole sour part of the pickle, which probably the objective was. You put them in there for a week, you're going to lose all of the sourness. And you're just going to be left with this sweet thing that crunches. And it's not like, pickles do not have very good consistency to begin with. It's like a snap to it. And the only reason why pickles are like, people don't think anything of it, or the only reason why people aren't grossed out by pickles, is that pickles have been around for so long is that they don't think anything of it when they're snapping into one. It ain't natural to then pull out a blue pickle and bite into it. And if you're keeping it in there for a week, you're just going to lose all of the sourness of it. And the thing is with pickles, too, is that it's vinegar. So it isn't like you're really just loading your body up with disgusting stuff. You're then just being a disgusting animal, putting it in Kool-Aid, and it's just going to get all sugary. Just get, like, drink Kool-Aid. Or get like an ice pop or something if you're looking for that. That's basically what a coolicle is. It's like a popsicle. But it's a pickle. Once again, I actually want to meet someone. And I'm looking for someone. The butter people, once again, still keep that to yourselves. If you're out there and you've had a coolicle, please get in touch with me because I need to know. I might even do it myself for a little social experiment for you guys, and I'll throw it on the Instagram page, but it's going to take some time, obviously, because at least a week, because I'll have to go get my pickles and then go and destroy them by soaking them in Kool-Aid before I inevitably get diabetes from eating a sugar-packed, disgusting pickle. I have no interest in it, but of course, shockingly, once again, why don't we talk about this on the Food Network or Discovery Channel? Discovery Channel, we're in some place in Vietnam eating monkey brains. Come home. You don't have to go across the other side of the world. Stay in America. Have some coolicles. Have some fried butter. Have some Jell-O salad. Have some Jell-O salad. There are places in this country, people, where they make Jell-O out of the salad. I'm not talking like fruit salad, which would make sense and would probably be good, and I'm sure I've had it before. I'm talking taking macaroni and putting it inside of Jell-O. Like macaroni salad and putting it in Jell-O. Taking a nice arugula salad and putting it in Jell-O. Why? Why? I'm like laughing to myself because that makes no sense. Arugula salad inside of a gelatin. And I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it. I'm not just, it isn't like I just read on Twitter, like, we have some macaroni or some, I saw some person do that once. I'm looking at an image of it and it's horrific. Let's see if I could figure out where they're from so I could just never go to this part of the country. It just is bad. Let me see if I could find this. Here it is. Jello salad. And no, it does not say. And you're lucky, because if I found out what state that was, I would never step foot there. It is. It looks like frozen. Like, it looks like if you froze a lake, cut a, and then just cut down to the bottom and pulled up all the seaweed and everything in there, and then put some olives on top of it. It's terrible. There's no reason for it, because, like, what's the gain doing it? What's the gain from it being inside of a gelatin? Like, I'm trying to rationalize why someone would put that inside of a salad. Because salad's supposed to be refreshing, a nice crunch to it. Like, and then Jell-O's a dessert. So why you would combine the two is a complete mystery to me. I can only imagine this is a Nebraska kind of thing, a Mississippi, Florida, that kind of part of America thing. And like, there's ones with macaroni and frankfurter in it. It's like, I don't know how to explain it, but it just does not make sense. Because you're not looking for a sweetness in a salad. If you do, you put some fruit in it. Continuity? There's no, it isn't like people are really just screaming for a salad to be more bunched up together like that. And if you did, why would you want it to be inside of all things, Jell-O? Like, that's just disgusting. Like, I'm trying to rationalize it in my head. And if I pause at some other part in this episode, it's me trying to grasp why you would do that. Like, it's before dinner. So before dinner, would you eat Jell-O before dinner? And if you were to eat Jell-O before dinner, if you were searching to have Jell-O before dinner, would you want to have the slimy, smooth Jell-O then be interrupted with a salad leaf in it or macaroni inside of it? No. So if you're someone, I'm not going to even ask, because there's no person out there. I will not meet someone who has had that. I have to, because I would probably wouldn't associate with someone like that. And I can't imagine someone who would eat a salad frozen inside of a gelatin would like me. Because they have their own little group of people that eat fried butter and coolicles. This one people might actually like, but I find it very weird. So it's cinnamon rolls, and they're made with, oh God, no. So this is just, forget it. They were showing, all right, so for some context for you guys, because obviously you're not sitting here with me looking what I'm looking at. I was looking through them, and I found something, chili and cinnamon rolls. So to me, I thought that it was taking chili powder and putting it on the cinnamon rolls, because it looked like a cinnamon roll with chili powder on top of it. So I thought that was disgusting, but I was trying to rationalize it in my head. Maybe like a sweet and spicy kind of thing. People like that. You know, there's margaritas, spicy margaritas. So I was like, all right, that's not my thing, but I think it's a little strange, so I'll put it on there. But I went to pull up and see if there was a recipe so I could read off how much chili they were putting in it, only to learn that it was not chili powder. It was chili. It was a cinnamon roll served in a bowl of chili, which makes no sense to me, because you would either wait till after dinner. There is no pairing. There is no pairing in that. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, you know, like when you're doing like flavor profiles, sweet, sour, like sweet, savory. Chili is just a big, this is like the same thing with the donut burger. Why? Like, there's no, that's just being fat. That's just being fat. And I don't care. I don't care if people get mad at me. Stop saying that, Ryan. That's really rude. Why would you do that? Dunking a cinnamon roll inside of chili. Just eat it after. Just can you not show some resistance, some willpower, and wait just an extra few minutes to finish your dinner before you go and do that? To have a cinnamon roll? Cinnamon rolls are good. But what would possess you to do such a thing? What would possess you to do that? Chili, I'm thinking something salty, like a tortilla chip, something like that. Cinnamon rolls are out of left field, and they make no sense. They don't belong with it. They do not belong with it. And it's the Midwest. Why? Why? You have so much healthy things they grow. They grow, they're like all the farmlands of America. Eat some anything else. Why? I'm trying to think in my head. All right, well, maybe it's this or that. What? You know, like you have cornbread. You have cornbread. Perfect. Have your cornbread with it. Cinnamon roll is so beyond. It's the Midwest, too, so there's a ton of corn. There's plenty of cornbread. You don't need to then, like, put a little drizzle of sugar or honey or something on your cornbread before you dunk it in. You don't need to go and get a cinnamon roll. Cinnamon rolls are so sweet. There is nothing. It isn't like I haven't had chili and I'm just trying to, I can't wrap my head around it. I have chili frequently. And there is no scenario where I thought, you know what would be good with this? A cinnamon roll. People dunk it in and eating it. It's sickening. It is sickening. And all these people, oh, Ryan, just remember when you're about to say, Ryan, you're being real judgmental. Just remember that you're watching those Discovery Channel things of people eating spiders and things and you're going, oh, man, that's so disgusting. And then remember that you could drive a couple hours down the road and find some sick fuck eating a cinnamon roll in a bowl of chili. That ain't right. Speaking of not ain't right, shockingly coming from the very normal state of Florida, boiled peanuts, which basically takes everything that's good of a peanut and ruining it. Which, all right, I'll be honest with you, and I'm sure a lot of you will agree with me. You don't have to admit it because I know it's true. I know that you have. I like to eat the shells of peanuts, and I think that's very bad for you. I think that's horrific for your insides. There's people that are in the medical field going, oh my God, I cannot believe you should do that. You should not do that anymore. I don't eat peanuts enough where that would concerns me. The best is getting peanuts. You can't really, I don't know where I get these peanuts with the shell. Because you don't go to, when you go to like Stop and Shop or Trader Joe's or something, the peanuts are already deshelled and it's just the actual peanut. But these are the shelled ones, which you get at like a baseball game or a bar, which you should definitely not be eating out of the bar nuts at a bar. I don't even know if you're allowed in the United States right now to have bar nuts out. But I like to eat the shells because they have like a nice salty crunch to them. And I think that's very bad for your health. But if people could eat donut burgers and fried butter, let me live a little bit and eat the shells of peanuts. I eat the peanut too. I eat the actual, I don't know what the word is, the kernel of it or the actual nut itself and not the shell. So let me live a little. I like that. So now you have a soggy peanut, which is disgusting. So if you're not supposed to eat it to begin with, why would you then boil it so then it's really soppy, gross, and then you eat it? And you serve it with people put Cajun stuff in it and put shrimp in there. It's very unsightly. I could go buy some. I could go buy some. There's some 20 minutes for me. Maybe I'll go and do it. I'll stop being such a piece of shit judging people, and I'll go and eat some peanuts boiled in water for hours. Which makes no sense, because one of two things is happening. You're boiling them so that they could easily come out of the shell, which it really takes zero effort to get the peanuts out of the shell anyway. Probably would be easier if they weren't. Second of all, it has this gross consistency of, because they're kind of stringy, the shells, when you split them in half. So then you get this stringy, gross peanut shell with the peanut in it, and it probably loses a lot of its saltiness because you're boiling it for so long. Not only that, so we're sticking to the South. There's people in the South who then take peanuts and put it in their Coca-Cola, which is not really as bad. Well, it's not even remotely close to as bad as boiling the peanuts, because that defeats the whole purpose of peanuts being fun. And if you're once again still on me eating the peanut shells, just remember that there was a point in time in your life where you were playing Little League and you were eating those David sunflower seeds like they were nothing. And I could promise you, I don't care who you are, I know for a fact that you did not, that there has been at least a handful of times where you have taken those sunflower seeds, a mouthful of those sunflower seeds, and I promise you, you did not go through and crack them with your teeth and you just ate the shells and everything. I promise you that you've done that. And you cannot tell me that you have not. I know you have. All right, I'm now directing it right at you. I know you have. And every other person in the United States. I'm sure wherever else in the world, too, if they have. I don't know. I don't really hear too many other countries eating sunflower seeds. But I know for a fact in Little League you did that. So do not get on my case about eating the peanut shells. I don't do it often. Let me live. All right. Once again, this is one that is happening in America. We'll clump two together, because now I'm sure you're disgusted. You've started out your morning thinking, all right, I'm going to listen to Ryan. I'm going to listen to some basement banter to start my day. And I've just taken your day and I've thrown a giant wrench in it. I'm sorry, but I am. Ew. My God. I clicked on a picture of this next one. I can't go through this alone, so I basically am dragging you guys through this. All right, so the first one is horrific, or as is. It's a Nutria, which is a swamp rat. That's what it's literally referred as, is a swamp rat. And they were introduced to the United States in between 1899 and 1930 for the trapping industry in the United States. And then there were so many of them that people have decided to eat them, and they have, for some reason, not stopped. So people in Florida, Louisiana, they are eating rats. They're eating things that are literally called rats out of rivers that eat wood and other things that are not really nutritional. And, God. Let's see some recipes. Let's see some recipes before we go any further. Jambalaya. You can make sausage out of rats. What else we got here? You can have them with Brussels sprouts. Jambalaya, as I said. Chili. Yeah, if you have your cinnamon rolls, you could roll out a delicious Nutria swamp rat chili to have alongside it. And it's disgusting. And you could, and stuffed Nutria hindquarters, which I think means stuffed Nutria ass, where you just shove butter, more ground beef, ground Nutria up the other swamp rat's butt, with onion, pepper, salt, crawfish, and cream of mushroom soup. I don't think I need to speak too much more on that. And this one, which I literally cannot even look at, I'm going to close out of this because I am appalled at what I am seeing. In West Virginia, they eat squirrel. They eat fried squirrel, and I'm looking at a bunch of skinned squirrel carcasses that have their little bones and little meat. It looks like, so it's all, a lot of their legs. So to me, it looks, from afar, it looks like a bunch of shrimp on a plate. My stomach is in a knot right now looking at this. And they fry them up into these little grainy pieces. And they don't even eat it with anything. They have it with gravy and peas, which is not what I would have it with. I don't even know. I cannot imagine they're good. Oh, my God. I'm sickened. I can't even. I closed out of it. Horrific. Because the thing is that if you're going to have. I feel like there's not much necessity to have squirrel. If you're going to have squirrel, you could buy a single chicken. I don't think chicken's that expensive. Like, the thing is that you have to understand how little meat is on a squirrel. If you're looking outside your house, you're seeing a squirrel. And the thing is, squirrels just, I don't know. I honestly, all right, now we're really going to move it along because I'm disgusted and to the point where I'm sick. Who would have thought going into this that the one thing I've talked about, all these deep-fried, disgusting things and steamed things that shouldn't be steamed and pickled things that shouldn't be pickled. Who would have thought that the thing at the end of the road would have been a fried couple rodents? A rodent, I've just literally read off a recipe about a rodent being stuffed inside another rodent's ass, and yet... Ugh. Next one. I told you guys. I forewarned you going into this that it would not be a very savory episode. And you guys are going into work, stomachs and knots, you're going to be thinking all day about just these people in parts of our country that are just eating these disgusting things. How about this one? How about this one? There are parts of the country, specifically in Michigan, where they eat banana sandwiches. Ryan, banana sandwiches are fine. I eat them all the time. I eat them all the time too. But did you know that people were putting mayonnaise with them? Lettuce? Did you know that they put bacon, banana with their banana sandwiches? Pickled pig's feet with their banana sandwiches? Cheese with their banana sandwiches? Is that something that you would like? Would you like to wake up in the morning and have your mom, dad, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa prepare you a banana sandwich with pimento cheese, pickled pig's feet, and mayonnaise? Is that something that would make you very happy going to lunch? Oh, hey, Ryan, hey, Joe, what are you having for lunch? Oh, I just have a bagel with butter, I have a turkey sandwich. Oh, what do you have, Ryan? Oh, I have banana and pig's feet with a little bit of mayonnaise drizzled on top. Oh, my God, terrible. That, like, once again, like, there's things that you have, like I could almost come to terms more with it being, like, peanut butter and, like, bacon. Because it's, like, sweet saltiness of the bacon. The crunch of the bacon makes it a little nicer. Extremely unhealthy. You will not find me eating it. But the banana itself is a little sweet and almost needs a buddy to go along with it. Like, peanut butter. Because bananas aren't completely smooth. As much as you mash them, they're not going to be completely smooth. They're going to be a little rigid. So the peanut butter, the nice smooth peanut butter, even crunchy peanut butter, that's fine. It has that nice little yin and yang. There's not one point in my life where I've thought, you know what would make this banana taste better? A nice big glob of mayonnaise. Or let me go into, I can't even tell you, somewhere within 200 miles of my house where you could find pig's feet. Let me go grab some pig's feet and shove it into this sandwich with a banana. That is horrific. Appalling. I don't know why. What would possess you to do such a thing? I'm sniffling now because I like almost literally threw up before. I would have been really pissed off because A, it would have been all over my computer. B, it probably would have ruined my computer. C, it would have ruined my computer since I wouldn't have been able to post my podcast. And then the amount of cleaning through this carpet and everything would have been horrendous. I don't even remember what I was just saying, but That's where I'm at. Not good. No reason. The funny thing is that I saw a list where they had Taylor Ham on it. They called it pork roll. It's not pork roll. It's Taylor Ham. And I just find it funny, the audacity to come at me and the audacity of people in this country to be like, oh, they're eating crickets. Oh, gross. While this friggin' behemoth is dunking his cinnamon bun in a friggin' bowl of chili and sucking a pickle that was soaked in Kool-Aid. And we're just talking about crickets or fried spiders. At least that's a protein that is prepared. There is nothing normal about frying butter and eating it. That is just like, I just picture this enormous 400-pound guy sweating his balls off at the county fair, just covered in butter. That is disgusting. Let's just send it home. Huh? How about we send it home with, I think, one of the favorite things to bash, which is Skyline Chili. Skyline, I believe, is a food chain. And they, for some ungodly reason, think that liquid chili on top of cinnamon noodles is good. And however, this is open. Now, we're talking about, I'm from New Jersey. There is a place called Houlihan's by my house. And Houlihan's had normal food. And it was good. And, it, you know, it went out of business, whatever. So now you're going to say that this Skyline Chili, where I'm looking at it right now, it's just, I think it's just chili on everything. There's parts of the country where that's what it is. New Jersey is such a, has so much good food that I can't even fathom that there's places in this country where the whole restaurant is based on chili. And it's, I'm looking at a plate, and this is a freaking cardinal sin, if you're especially from a New Jersey person. I'm looking at a plate of pasta on this company's website with a big heaping scoop of chili on top of it. And from what I've read from people who have went to Skyline Chili is that there's a cinnamon taste to these bowls. So I just want you to simmer on that. Next time you're flipping through the channels and you're coming across, I forget that fat guy from the Food Network who goes all over the world, and I think it's called Weird or Strange Food or something. Before you're watching that and you're thinking about saying, why the hell would anyone want to eat that? Just remember that you don't need to go onto Discovery Channel to find this out. You could get in your car, drive a few miles east or west, or not a few miles, a few hours east or west, maybe a few miles if you're wherever you're listening to this from, and you could find someone eating rat stuffed in the ass of a rat. You could find someone eating blue pickle. You could find someone eating a squirrel that is deep fried. Think about that next time. Have a hard look in the mirror and think about what has happened. Think about what has happened to civilization. I can't even begin. I can't even legally say what I want to say on this. I'm going to end it because I cannot, for my own personal sake, say what I'm about to say about how appalled I am that there are people out here that eat these things. So I'm going to end it. Just know that this podcast was originally going to be talking about the dangers of cooking chicken, talking about how it's weird that we eat crab and lobster and stuff, even though they're like bugs of the ocean. Just remember that that's where we were at, and I have had to then go through this gauntlet. But I do it for you. I do it for you fans. And if there's like one person that has made it through listening to at this point, it's worth it. And I don't know. I guess. I don't know. You've learned something new. You could then take it at your next party and say, I was listening to Ryan, listening to Basement Banter, and he was talking about people eating bananas and pig's feet. So, and it isn't, we're not talking about in China or something. We're talking about right in our backyard, right up the road. Anyway, this is Basement Banter. Thank you. Have a good one.